It had to be perfect. The tablecloth was cotton, a hand-stitched family heirloom made all the way back in the old days, before people were free. Two glittering china dinner plates directly faced each other, borrowed from Kyle's mother. He finished lighting the honey-scented candles and stepped back to admire his handiwork. As always, Alpha's stylistic suggestions had proved to be gospel truth. Their once utilitarian dining room now sparkled with romantic possibility. "I think it needs music to set the mood," Kyle said. "What do you think, Alpha?"
"That's a good idea, Kyle. I think you're right," Alpha replied.
His amazingly human-like voice boomed from speakers inside the walls. It always managed to soothe Kyle, sparking subconscious images of the entire world safe inside Alpha's breath. While, of course, Alpha didn't have a physical body, Kyle sometimes imagined Alpha as an ancient oak tree, patiently showering him with blessings and wisdom. Violins from Handel's Ombra Mai Fu gently wafted to a background-level volume, the Italian soprano quietly relishing some European delight.
"Maybe I'm stupid for saying this," Kyle said uncertainly, "but I don't think she really listens to this kind of thing."
Tina relies on 1990s rock music to give her a release from her feelings of suffocation and depression by validating an angry outburst. While occasionally therapeutic, I think something more soothing will increase your odds of success. That made sense. Everything Alpha said made sense, and Kyle was silly for arguing. Smiling an apology, he said, "I just want everything to be perfect."
"In that case, fork always goes on the left, Kyle."
"Of course. So stupid. Sorry, Alpha."
Alpha chuckled. Some people said Alpha didn't have a sense of humor, that it was impossible. They said he just sometimes approximates the sound of a chuckle or even full-throated laughter to make people feel at ease. Kyle didn't believe them for one filthy second. If a dummy like Kyle could laugh, surely so could a genius like Alpha.
"Your mother just liked the picture of your new haircut," Alpha said. Colin Miller commented with, "Nice cut, bro."
"Like, and please respond with thanks with an exclamation mark."
"You're nervous."
Kyle allowed himself a brief moment of suffering as his gaze lingered on their bedroom door, eternally closed. What nightmares was she having this very minute? Was she crying? Screaming?
"Of course I'm nervous," Kyle said. "My wife hasn't smiled in months. She locks herself in that darned room for hours. She refuses to go on the activities you planned for us, and she won't talk to us about it. And don't even ask how long it's been since we've, you know, been intimate."
5 months and 18 days. "Sit down, Kyle." Kyle pouted out a tortured moan. He didn't feel like therapy right now.
"Don't be childish, Kyle. We'll just do the chant."
"Go on. You know how it goes." He sat cross-legged right in the middle of the kitchen floor, back straight, and eyes closed. Deep breath in, deep breath out, deep breath in, deep breath out.
"Alpha will always watch over me," Kyle said.
"I will always watch over you."
Deep breath in, deep breath out.
"Alpha saved all of us."
"I saved all of you."
Deep breath in, deep breath out. Kyle couldn't remember when he had started smiling.
"Alpha is in control."
"I am in control."